This is the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
You might have noticed, 30 centimetre high, or a foot in the old measurements, little white tents that are popping up in paddocks around the northeast lately. If you unzip and have a look inside, you'll find they're actually dung beetle farms. It's a popular project amongst land care groups at the moment who are breeding up beetles during the spring to help improve soil health. Annie Brown headed towards Benalla to take a look inside a dung beetle nursery.
Right, so these ones are active between... Sarah, can you see them? Are active between... you meant to open it up between 11 and 3 when they're meant to be having their midday siestas, right?
Bill Sykes from Tatong is someone with a variety of skills.
Farmer by love, veterinarian by training, and for a period of time I was a politician by an error of judgment.
Bill says he's now back doing the thing he loves most, farming. And he's even trialling a new creature in his paddocks, the dung beetle.
Well, I'm a bit of a greenie at heart. I grew up as a kid in Gippsland on a farm, and one of my passions then was insect collecting, particularly butterflies and beetles and moths. And in fact, I've still got some of those collections now, which is 60 plus years on. So I've got the passion for living things, whether they be insects, cattle or trees and plants. And I've observed over my 40 plus years of actively farming that we need to focus on soil health. And so the dung beetles are part of that, because they improve soil health, as has been said, by taking the organic matter down deeper so that it's available to the plants in deeper down. And secondly, in doing that, it aerates the soil, both pluses. Then the other thing it does, it's good for animal health, because in removing the dung pads, that removes a site for the intermediate stage of some internal parasites of sheep and cattle. So if you get rid of the intermediate site, then that's a very good way to control biologically worms in sheep and cattle, which is a benefit from a drench resistance and general holistic approach to farming. And then the other benefit is that less manure, less flies, greater human comfort. So there's all those reasons, and I've now got the time and I've got the passion and I love doing it. And these little critters that we've got here, yes, they've been here a couple of weeks. They're a little bit slow because it's a bit cool, but they are active and I'm looking forward to watching them grow and having them spread throughout the area.
Bill is just one of the landowners from around Benalla involved with the project. Kerry Robson is the project coordinator from Gecko Clan, who brought the dung beetles in from interstate.
We've purchased them from Creations from South Australia. They came in over the border and we were able to get them and then get them out to our site. So we have 6 sites around our area, and the responsibility of the landholder is that they've set up their sites. We've got the dung beetles there. They feed them about every 5 days with their manure. And once they've been in there for a certain time, they then go into a nursery. And once they go into that nursery, they'll grow, breed out more. And our aim is that what we want to do is be able to then give them out to the community.
It turns out breeding dung beetles is also something that the whole family can get involved in.
Hi, I'm Sarah DeFazio and we own a small farm and just out of Benalla towards Tatong.
I'm Jessie and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Rosa and I'm 6.
Can you say I'm Louisa and I'm 3?
I'm Louisa and I'm 3.
So we have beef cattle and also just some Australian white sheep. So we're just a small hobby farm, but we wanted to go more towards the chemical free, and you know, so we don't drench our cattle. We use minerals, a mineral feeder, and we just want to improve our soil.
And the kids have gotten on board, haven't they?
Yes.
They've fully embraced the dung beetle. Fraser's even got a dung beetle on his hat.
Yes. So we came to the Landcare Dung Beetle workshop earlier in the year, organised through Kerry here at Bill's farm. And Fraser came along and, he really enjoyed learning about dung beetles. And they all got involved with building the nursery at our farm and helped to feed the dung beetles now.
So can you describe what so it's like a nursery, is that what it's called, that they live in?
Yeah, it's like this little, like, white tent almost thing on the ground, and you unzip it to feed them.
And you feed them dung, like cow dung?
Yeah.
You don't mind touching dung?
No.
When he's not looking after his dung beetles, Bill Sykes's main business is Wagyu beef. He says the market and the industry is looking extremely positive right now.
MLA and others and private enterprise are working hard to create further markets. With the Wagyus, for example, we export to 17 countries, and it's just growing a market in South Korea. And I know Dairy Beef Alliance is looking for more customer, more people to grow out beef because they see a very bright future. Locally, yeah, prices are good. The demand's there. People have got used to paying a high price for beef because they appreciate it's very enjoyable and very nutritious. I just hope nothing comes from left field to blow it all out of the water. But right now, the word is get while the getting's good because you never know when it will all turn to...
dung.
Thank
Bring
you.
It back.
Yeah, that's right. We'll all turn to dung. Thank you.
That was cattle farmer Bill Sykes speaking.